wonderful evening to you listening to your family love station, Crowder Radio 104.5 Love FM. Abuja time check is 19 minutes past 4 p.m. and today is Wednesday, 23rd of September 2020. You know, every Wednesday on this dial 104.5 FM, we have the Soul Initiative come live on air. We have mostly a he for she men who are advocates and, you know, all in the bid to curb and, if possible, when possible, eradicate totally violence against women. So you're welcome to our live studios once again, Chibuza.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being here. And thank you to all our listeners who have been there listening to us all this while. And so before I go further, I'd just like to say a big thank you to ICIR, International Center for Investigative Reporting, who have been the funders behind this activity, behind this project, and who believe that men can actually speak up to end sexual and gender-based violence. And I'm from SOA Initiative, Sexual Offenses Awareness and Response Initiative. At SOA Initiative, we work with relevant stakeholders. We envisage a society where children can grow up free without the fear of being violated sexually or any kind of violence. We envisage a society where children can grow up and achieve their full potential without fear
and feel safe.
Yeah, so from research we found out that a lot of this violence, a lot of the perpetrators, a lot of the people involved in gender-based violence are mostly the men and the boys. Yes, you heard me, the men and the boys. And it's only right to get them involved in ending sexual and gender-based violence. To cut it short, this program is about men speaking up to end sexual and gender-based violence. For men out there who believe they can make a difference. For men who are tired of seeing women treated as the second-class citizens. For men out there who don't want their girl child to grow up in a society where their voice are not heard. For men out there who believe their sisters can actually achieve something in the society. For men out there who believe their wives don't just belong in the other room and the kitchen. So this is why we are here, to speak out, to give the women a chance in the society, to let their voice be heard, to end sexual and gender-based violence. Because truthfully, the change begins with all of us. We the men, we the boys, we can make this change happen. We can correct the wrongs that has been going on for so long in our society, the gender, societal norms. We can change it. This stuff that have been made by men, humans like us, so we can change it. What is wrong is wrong. Doesn't have to, no matter where it came from, what is wrong is wrong.
Okay, so can we hear more about SOA Initiative?
Yes, SOA Initiative. Yes, we create awareness surrounding sexual violence and we provide solutions for those who have been sexually abused,
victims,
survivors of sexual abuse, who don't know what to do, who don't know who to talk to. So our initiative is there, and we have stakeholders we can refer some cases to. We partner with the Nigerian police, we partner with them NAPTIP, we partner with the SDS, we partner with CYPF, we partner with the Network of Men, just to mention a few. So the eradication of violence is not just a one-man thing. It's something we believe that if we'll all come together as an individual and as an organization, we'll put an end to sexual and gender-based violence. So initiative is there for those who are survivors of sexual abuse and you don't know who to talk to. We have trained psychosocial officers who can put you through some therapy, who can talk to you, who can listen to you.
Okay.
Because actually a lot of people pass through victim blaming, and that is why most people don't talk about their cases of being abused. Because, okay, a girl is being abused and the next thing you hear is, why did you go there? You probably might cost it. It's probably because of what you were wearing. You called for this. And so if you keep blaming the survivor, keep blaming the victim, obviously nobody will want to talk about it. So in SOWA Initiative, we are there for you to listen to you. We are there for you to listen to you. We stand with the survivors and we make sure that justice is served. And so we have a SOWA Child and Teen Support Center. And in this support center, what we do, we provide some services free of charge. If you're listening to me out there and you're a survivor of sexual violence, we provide these services for you free of charge. You can follow us on social media or you can call our lines. And I'll just list down the services we provide free of charge. We provide counseling and psychosocial support for survivor. And in the case of sexual abuse, yes, okay, attention is also put on the survivor, but people neglect the family. The family have to come in because these children will be living with this family. So they need to understand that this is not the end of the life. This is not the end of the child's life, of the survivor's life. So the family will provide psychosocial support for the survivor and also for family members. We provide their free enrollment of child into support group to aid healing process. So the support group is like a group of survivors who come to share the story and they get to understand that they are not alone.
How can one be a part of this?
Yes. To be a part of this, you can call us on 080-88-600-990.
Again, please.
080-88-600-990.
Okay, so this is like the eighth or is it the ninth week running?
This is the eighth week.
Yeah. Okay, so before we go further, because I understand now we have a topic for the day and then we have some testifiers in the studio as well,
yes,
to share their testimonies and all of that. Before we go into that, could you just briefly, in a minute or two, run through with some of the great mind-blowing topics that we've had in the past 7 weeks now.
All right. So okay, let me just do that quickly. And for those following us, for the first week we talked about toxic masculinity, with this on how we raise our boy child, the kind of words we use, making them believe they are the alpha male and
they're generally on what their definition is about male masculinity
is the way we train our boy child, the toxic way they behave, and them seeing the female child as someone who is supposed to serve them. And basically right now,
if you check it, like this song we used to sing back in primary school,
Willy,
he portrays the man sitting and watching television.
Exactly.
And the woman is in the kitchen. Cooking.
Yeah.
And the boy child is out there playing in the field while Ada is helping the mother in the kitchen.
Exactly. And that is what we're trying to stop. What is good for the girls is also good for the
gender. Okay. And the second week?
So the second week we talk about who really is to blame for rape. Which I just talked about, victim blaming. No matter what, the survivor of sexual abuse should not be blamed for rape. A rapist is a rapist because he likes to rape. So if someone is being raped or since someone is being sexually abused, I don't think the victim should receive the blaming for what she's wearing or where she was at a particular time. That is wrong.
I think recently the Kaduna State government, I don't know if you're aware.
Exactly, yes. The
capital punishment, yes.
Castration.
Castration. That's quite controversial.
That's not good.
Some are still pushing for capital punishment, like straight up death by hanging or whichever way for.
So that's the headway. So
and the third week, what did
the
we
third
have?
Week we talked about can no mean yes sometimes about consent, and we learned that a child, someone below the age of 18, cannot give consent to sex.
And even if she says yes,
even if she says
rape.
Yes, it's rape.
Because she's a minor.
She's a minor and it is rape. She cannot give consent to sex. And the fourth week, we talked about child marriage. How a lot of people believe solving the problem of poverty is to put their...
Or pregnancy.
Of pregnancy is to put their underage child into the family line. It's gender-based violence. It's wrong. And then we talked about the fifth week, we talked about pornography. A lot of people don't see pornography as something that fuels sexual agenda-based violence. The truth is,
we're able to narrow it down to how, eventually,
yes, what,
graduates.
What you expose your mind to, you tend to behave that way. And so if you're exposed to pornography, if you're addicted to pornography, you tend to see the female gender as a sex toy.
Being oppressed.
Yeah. So what you see in the pornographic video, you try to act it out and you think it's real, and so it leads to sexual agenda-based violence. And the sixth week, we talked about female genital mutilation, cutting. It is wrong. We had a caller that day who also testified that his wife is actually a survivor from it, and
they are struggling in marriage because of that.
And we could say that is wrong. A lot of people are experiencing it, and it's something sad. And the seventh week, we talked about raising a network of men.
Sorry.
Raising a network of men. We believe there are men out there who know that, or who would want to change the social norm, who believe that we can speak up together. We can't do this alone. Together we can make a difference. So there are men out there who believe if they speak up, they can put an end to violence against women and girls. And a lot of people signed up, I must say. A lot of people signed up. We got some callers, we got some interested advocates. And then last week, actually, we had a meeting. We were not here last week, for those who missed us. And we were not here last week. We had a training for those who signed up to be a part of the men who wants to speak up to end violence against women and girls. And it's an interesting session, and I have some of my advocates in the house with me who will be sharing their story.
You should be clapping for them. This is he for she, man.
Yeah. So, and the interesting part is that I really want to appreciate everybody who came out, who signed up to be a part of this movement, who...
I think it should be for every man. Understand?
It should be for every man.
I don't know. There is this thing I always like to preach, even on the radio, that people forget. They try to not, or they try to exempt themselves from putting themselves at the other end of the table and having that feeling, because that's the only way empathy comes through.
Yeah.
If you cannot put yourself in the other person's shoes or sit at the other end of the table, then you might not exactly know what you're talking about. And when sometimes I read some comments from social media like Facebook, and people, abuse women, and they just use some derogatory words, I begin to wonder, does this man actually have a sister? Even if he does not have a sister, at least he should have a mother. And it simply means you're also talking to your mother as well.
Exactly.
Well, people forget that. And I want to believe that men should start thinking that, okay, as long as I have a mother, then I should stop having this fixed thought and fixed mind on I should bully the woman.
Yeah.
Or I can get away with what I want to get away with.
It's something we need to get involved in this.
So
we
it's really quite interesting that we have participated. In this movement, advocacy for
The female gender. Men speak up, ending sexual gender-based violence.
Exactly.
Let me also state that it was interesting to see that we during the training last week, or the meeting with the male advocate, we had some participants outside Abuja.
Wow.
I must say,
there
I must.
Still good men out
there. Are good men out there. This guy, he came all the way from Jos, and I must appreciate him. Abdusalam Ibrahim Abubakar. It was an honor having you in the house, and
wish we had him today.
Honestly, yeah.
Okay, we have some persons. And,
yeah, we have some persons.
Please,
in the house.
You'd introduce yourself and you share with us how the training went, and as well what your next step is going to be on your own personal. I believe this is a personal thing.
Yeah, it's a personal
it's so
thing.
Personal because if you take it personally, then you see these things happening out there in the streets, and if it's a personal thing to you, you might want to speak to your friends. You might want to, you know, stand up to that bully out there in the streets.
Exactly.
Because it's personal to you. You don't have to be in a group or a clique to, you know, push this advocacy. So let's start with you, gentlemen. Welcome to our live studios. Could you introduce yourself and all that there is about this advocacy for fight against women and sexual violence against women and girls?
Yeah, so my name is Uzodima Joe Nkamuke.
Uzodima
Joe Nkamuke.
Joe.
Yeah, Nkamuke.
Okay.
So
how was the training?
The training was an eye opener.
Okay.
It was very interesting, very insightful.
Would you like to share with us some of the things or part of the training?
Yeah, like in our society normally, we see sexual and gender-based violence. We see it everywhere. But most men are either scared. Even though we feel we're uncomfortable about it, we're either scared of talking, thinking that they'll see us as weak, or it's not our business. So we just let the women they handle it. That's why we see most female advocates around everywhere. But it's not right. It's not a female problem. It's a we problem, society problem. Male and female are involved.
So I don't even understand. Forgive me, because if I don't say this now, I just might forget. If you say that men will be perceived as weak if they speak up, then I begin to, my mind jumps to 10,000 kilometer per hour speed on wondering how can one be perceived as weak for speaking up. To me, that is strength.
Yeah, it's actually strange.
When you stand up to a bully, or when you speak the right thing, that is strength, and that should not be considered weakness.
Okay.
I stand to be corrected. I'm not the man here.
I'm just speaking.
So you might want to just share with us, and be you're a man, you might really have a better explanation on how that portrays as being weak when you speak up.
Okay, and we have had, women, we have had some things that have been instilled in us growing up on how we should behave.
Okay.
How we are accepted in society, what we should do, what we should not do. A man should not go to the kitchen. Some people, they tell us that men don't cook. I've had friends that they didn't cook till university, and they are not learning how to cook in school. Men don't wash clothes.
Even get girlfriends to cook the cooking for them and wash clothes for them.
Yeah, men don't wash clothes.
And if they don't do that, then there are no marriage 1,000 yards wife material.
If you come to a man's house and you see him cooking, and the girl is there or his sister is there, it's bad.
She should raise her legs for you to sweep under herself. Want the dust to kill her?
In my house, I have just one sister.
Okay.
But since then, you're small. She doesn't do all that. If you are hungry, you don't go to the kitchen. And she doesn't want to cook. You have to find your way.
Okay.
So we have to learn how to cook by ourselves. Learn how. Nobody can even order her around. She will be telling us what to do. And it was actually good for us, because we learned that you're supposed to learn out basic things, all these basic things. So when I left my house and I found that people don't do that.
When you speak up, you might be considered weak.
I'm not a guy.
Okay. So you're saying it's the background problem.
It's a background problem.
Okay.
So
from the family, from the parents.
Yeah,
okay.
From family, yeah. So
it's
a big problem. So when I found out that SOAR Initiative, they are looking for male advocates to try and speak about gender-based violence, I was like, wow, sign me up.
Okay.
I'm interested in this. Let's talk about this.
Can we kunaka for? All right. Oh, thank you so much. And could you please introduce yourself to us, gentlemen?
My name is Barrister Benedict Ebeshi.
Okay.
Generally known as Charles Ben.
Okay.
I get to know about being an advocate or signing up to SOA initiative. Via the radio, I was just driving along the street and I listened to the program. Wow. Say, wow, this had been my dream. How do I get these people? A number was given. Immediately, I stopped and picked it.
Mm.
Attended the training and it was beyond what I even expected. I actually thought, though I know I hate violence against women, but I just want to gain this training. Just let it be that I was there. But on reaching there, I discovered I was actually a victim and I need to sensitize myself before being an advocate. It was actually wonderful being there. And I am here proudly to say I'm an advocate for against violence against women and child.
Konaka, Konaka, everyone in this studio, please. Okay, but you did state something that you did not even know that you were a victim.
Oh, yes. I didn't know I was actually...
That means there are so many...
That is to say, it goes beyond what we think. When you talk about...
Okay, you didn't know that you were...
I was abusing females.
Okay, okay.
One of the areas is this. There's what we are told, unconscious abuse. Call it automatic. And believe me,
not even knowing what it is.
Not knowing what
unconsciously.
It is. You thought you are doing the right thing. You are... Actually, this is your position.
And you know the mental state that it's until you forcefully, then that's what it is.
Now... It goes beyond just forcefully.
Okay.
No, we talked about sexual, but abuse is actually beyond sexual abuse.
Okay.
Whenever a lady is traumatized based on her gender, denied a specific right based on her gender, and are subjected to some action which her male counterpart will not be subjected, that is abuse. Now, I... actually grew up, contrary to my colleague here, I grew up in not just a family but a tribe that believe, look, men are the super
humans.
Women should just be there. We grew up in a village where the man and the woman, they go to farm, but after all, the woman would pack all the firewood, carry the baby, and then rush back home, while the man will put his hand in his pocket. She will carry the man's hoe on top of the fire, which she's carrying. Cassava is there, everything, while the man just pick up his cutlass and is just following her behind. When they get home, immediately
she starts cooking.
She must get him some water to bed. Then she goes to the kitchen, cook. After that, served him. What betowed you as a male child to be found close to the kitchen, not to talk of washing plate, just close, standing by to say, push the firewood. My grandfather will so discipline you. Say, don't you know your position? Whenever the women are cooking, come to the parlor, sit with me, and we talk. Thereafter, they bring the food. So I grew up with that, and when I now left home, went to school, I discovered what the notion I had was not actually the right thing. Try to change. That was where I instilled this love to see that, look, things we do against the female gender based on their gender is not actually right.
The double standards here and there.
It is now, I became a legal practitioner by God's grace, and then the issue of rape that started creeping in the society everywhere. You can just look around and you see this rape victim. I said, no, my practice must focus on this. And luckily, I got to know about this SOA initiative. I said, I just have to join them. I came in and I'm happy I did. I'm here, an advocate, and to whatever extent, just like I came here, living other busy schedule, I will also do that to whatever extent to make sure that the abuse that had actually been going on must actually stop.
Good to have you. And could you introduce yourself to us?
Okay, my name is Oranika Obina. I'm an advocate. The first time I got to know SOA, I believe SOA is everything that changed my life.
Okay.
This program is an eye opener. I got to the training, and I learned just one thing.
All right.
Consent. Before, I used to believe that even if you are with a lady and you're trying to maybe do something like a guy to her and maybe play, and she tells you no, and we all guys believe that no for a woman is yes.
Where does that even come from?
You can ask. You can convince the,
you can change the initial grand, exactly. Where does that stereotype come? I don't know.
It's just a stereotype I grew up to learn, and your fellow guys will tell you. See, she tells you no. When you just press on, she
press
will
on,
get to
press
say.
Press on that button.
Are you serious? You're not getting it the right way.
So, I got to the training. I understood that is no. No is no. Even if she say yes, and at the process, and she said no, you just have to stop. That's consent. So to be
When you say no, is it based on the chase or based on say you two just in a room and then you're trying to?
Chase? No. You two are just
because
in the room.
Because if it's the chase, I had people, guys, who chased me from my year one to my final year, and they didn't give up. And I didn't say yes until I finished.
And practically later you said yes.
No, I didn't say yes, to be honest. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So no can actually mean no. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I said no, and the constant chasing and all didn't make me change my mind. No can actually mean no, where yes, I understand that sometimes you can say no to see the person's interest, but it's not based on that confined place. No should mean no there.
Yeah,
if her no means yes, then allow her, she will come to you. If her no actually means yes.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying, that I got to the training, I understood clearly that no means no.
So no more pressing.
No more pressing. If you're pressing, then that means you are doing something.
That's violence against her. So goodbye to pressing.
Goodbye.
Konaka. Okay, you can join the conversation this evening by calling 090-9435-0415. 090-9435-0415. If you've been a part of the Soul Initiative and this program that comes through every Wednesday by 4:15 p.m. If you've missed some of the episodes earlier on the program today, we were able to talk about some of the highlights of some of the topics that we've treated in the past. Chibuzo was able to do that, and we have some he for she men advocates here in the studio who've been able to share with us what they were able to learn throughout the course of the training with Soul Initiative. So you can feel free to share with us as well how you think differently, even if it's so far what you've heard on this program in the past, like 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago and 7 weeks ago. You can feel free to talk about it by calling 090-9435-0415. Usually we have like a case study where Chibuzo talks about a case study, and then we talk about who is at fault, and we try to justify who is at fault and who is to be blamed and who is innocent, who the victim is. We try to establish all of that, but today we try to bring it down to what we as individuals have been able to learn during the course of this program. 090-9435-0415. And Chibuzo, I believe that you still might want to call in more advocates who might want to be a part of this. So please, you give us the phone contact again, just in case there are people who are listening now and want to be a part of the Soul Initiative to fight this violence against the women and girls in the society, in our homes, in our communities, in the streets, and even in the religious places at large.
Yes, yeah. So speaking up for women, speaking up for girls, ending violence, sexual and gender-based violence, is we can all do this in our individual space, your workplace. You're going on the road, you see something happening. We don't just laugh at sexual jokes. Change the morals, change what your guys think about. So individually we can do something about this, and as a group we can also come together to do some awareness creation, to do some community activities online. Okay, let's take advantage of the online platform.
Okay, I think we have a caller here. Let's see. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. What's your name? Welcome to the program. Okay, go on, please. All right.
They invited. They even alerted me for the next test because of the terror. I wish I don't know when they will have the next training, but I'm already part of it. I already signed in Asensia. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. He just asked a question. He does not know when. The next program is going to be coming up.
Yes, so we'll make more further announcement on that. And you can follow us on social media, and further information on that will be announced. So it's something we can all change together. It's something we can all do together. And we just have a group, which if you want to be part of this group, you can call us or send us a WhatsApp message on
0808 60 0990 0808 88 60 0990 0. Okay, so let's see, we have our advocates, and you will be speaking once again, but this time briefly. So we can just wrap up for the day. What's your message to the people out there who are listening, to some men who are still having doubts as to what your perception is on what weakness is and what strength is, who should be in the kitchen and who should do what back home, because that's where it all starts.
Yeah, basically it starts at home, starts in workplaces, then every other place. Should first try to know that some of the social norms, some of the things that were instilled in us growing up, some of them were not correct at all. But we have to break away from them, that the whole a woman should be the only one cooking, or just all those other ones that we have been taught. Should break away from them and know that we all have either sisters, mothers, cousins that are female. So we should just always try and say, what you don't want to be done to your sister, don't do it to someone else.
And come on, this is the 21st century.
Exactly.
Hello?
You can't see a girl walking on the road and the first thing you just be like, wow, see this, see that. You'll not even look at her face or even her character or anything. Just the physical aspects that
and
come to you immediately.
And the cat hiss. Oh, my goodness. I struggled with that cat hiss when
and if she doesn't, if she doesn't answer, she's disrespectful.
Hey, what is that?
There are some places that
that's
if they don't...
Like, I was little, but I still knew that was not convenient. That was not...
It's not cool at all.
I saw some girls did, like, it was normal for them, but it never did sit well with me. All that cat hiss. Hello. If I were to be your sister, you would fight for me. You'd fight all those guys. So please.
Yeah, even the another one that is also very, very big there is if you see a lady driving a car, your mate,
okay,
you feel, where did she get the money from? She's a runs girl.
Okay.
She got it from men. She's following men. That is bad. Truthfully, in most companies, according to what I've seen, women are very, very, very smart.
And active.
They're very smart and active. If you have a project, when I was working, if I had a project, I would just bring a lot of girls there and put myself, because they will work very hard. They will work harder than me. And I'll just be there just following, catching up actually, because they think faster than us.
Are you trying to say what men can do?
You're not bringing me there.
You can feel free to complete that.
You're not bringing me there. But we'll now see, ladies, know that they got it through this, they got it through that. No. They are also working hard, also hustling the way we are hustling, doing things. Even if they are disadvantaged because of their ladies, they still struggle and they still go farther than us. So us will not be either scared or feel that, no, a lady cannot be bigger than a guy. So in fact, she got it through this way. Okay. That is a very bad misconception.
Okay, I'll come to you very last, but you just made a comment that they can be, but not better than a man. I heard that part.
I don't want to act as if I'm protecting what he's saying or protecting the men.
So why do you oppose?
But men, the way they are wired is different from way with the women.
Can you share with us how the men are wired? That makes them stronger, according to you. That women cannot do better than them.
Yes, sometimes you can say it's a stereotype, but if you go down the line, you see that there are some responsibilities. I'm not trying to segregate this.
No, I have an open mind towards it. Could you be a little bit more specific when you say some responsibilities?
Okay, when you are growing up, you see your dad hustling, doing a lot of things to put the family together, and the mother is in the kitchen and all that. But that is those days. Mm-hmm. But now is a different thing. But you still see yourself as a man, that you have to be at the upper echelon, to be the one to control your family, to be the one to do.
But are you also, like I rightly said, like I have an open mind towards whatever was coming my way from you, but are you also aware that what you saw with your parents, and you saw your dad hustling to move on the table while your mother was always in the kitchen, like I said earlier, this is 21st century, are you aware that there are so many homes today that it's the woman who does all the hustling while the man is back home playing drafts?
It's true.
Yes, I heard that there are some communities in Delta, no offense to people from Delta State, that their men like draft. I don't know, I stand to be corrected. They play draft while the women will be in the market working, selling drafts.
That's true.
So where do you base that? That's your interest. This thing, the 21st century. Let's leave what's behind. What's attainable today is what we are talking about. And I'm not saying women are better, but I'm not also saying men are better. So it's about striking the balance here. Yeah. There are some women who are stronger than some men, and some men stronger than some women. Are we on the same page?
Yeah, we are on the same page.
I get you.
No,
the thing is,
I don't want to press further.
Feel free.
No. It's okay. But I believe that we are on the same page.
I know we are not. I know you might want to think of people who build, is it messing they call them, people who build and all that. Did you see that photo of that lady backing a child, her baby, and screeding?
Yes.
So that brings us to 21st century.
Those mechanic works and all that.
Exactly, that's the 21st century. So some things have to phase out as well. Exactly. So now we're left to the mentality that a man is stronger.
And that is what we need to change.
Back then, yes, it was true that men were doing most of the work. But now it's like a mentality now, because women are equally doing everything that men are doing today. So
sometimes though, women, we feel like we are meant to protect women from some harsh realities of
protect
life.
Protect us now, go and bring the money now.
No, like,
and cook.
Like the building of some kind of manual labor, physical, that we feel we can handle, and maybe a woman should not lift something that is very heavy. We'll now do it by ourselves.
That's why I say some. Because don't forget, those women still have husbands who are aware of what they are doing. But they have given up.
Think if your husband is doing those things, the wife will still want to do something that strong?
No, of course not.
Maybe it's the other way around. If you have a lazy husband, and
That brings us to some.
Yeah, and misconception.
So it's not that we are trying to phase out the what a man can do, a woman can do, but a woman can never do it better. Some. There's always going to be that sum. Yeah. So let's summarize. Just a quick one in 10 seconds, please. What's your final word?
When we talk about sexual and gender-based violence, we are all, especially men, we should stand as the advocates. It is our responsibility. We are guilty, just like I was guilty and never knew it. Men, we are guilty. Our laws Today I was just listening to the Police Act, which was amended. Do you know the Police Act was actually abusing the female policemen, asking you to seek consent before getting married? Once you are married, you cannot be enrolled. But the men, whether you are married or not, you can be enrolled. You are in the police force as a man, you can go out, get impregnated as many women as you. Nothing
happens.
But
you cannot do that.
Who is just pregnant simply because she got it, whether legitimate or illegal, she is out. And when she's about to marry, she must go through the rigor of getting consent. What if that consent is denied? And I tell, that is the way we were before, and we need to change it now. Our laws need to be changed.
Okay.
Thank God it is going on. And our gentlemen listening to us out there, please, it is our fight as men. Let's fight for them.
Okay. So I know Chibuzo, it's
thank you very much. So for time, we just wanted to like to say a big thank you to ICR who made this possible. Thank you very much.
Sammy, you must say something today about these are here for she men. They're advocating. Am I right or am I right?
We get plenty men for Benue.
Oh, not even Delta.
They play draft. Their wife will go farm. Still come back. Still cook food.
And give them
from the draft place.
Culture.
And go back.
They will always see the man. They will always see the woman again. They will attack the woman in the midnight again.
Take it easy. Sammy, the way you're looking, are you lost? What? Are you lost? You seem guilty. I don't want to believe that you are. I want to believe that you are a good guy.
I'm a fantastic guy.
You are a fantastic
guy.
Quality
has to do with both genders.
Exactly. Right. You are not a low hanging fruit.
No, I am a good fruit. Apple. Watermelon.
Hanging fruit. Not one that they jump and pluck.
Yes.
Okay, all right, that will be it for today. Spotters 5, they are just kicking us out of the studio now. Chibuzo, so we'll do this again shortly.
Yeah.
All right.
Xavi's error. This is Tony Watt. He's done it. This is the stop of legend of the age of G.